Now, the United Nations has once again warned about the continuation of violence in Syria.
The humanitarian situation remains bleak and will continue to be bleak unless we are granted full and unhindered access through the most efficient and direct means. Only 6% of the people living in besieged areas have received assistance in the past month. I told the Council that we need to see a significant step change in the speed and scale of humanitarian aid if we are to save lives and keep pace with the ever-growing needs.
Speaking to the press conference in the UN Security Council, Valerie Amos said there has been no humanitarian improvement for millions of Syrians. She also said that violence, including sexual violence, continued to increase in the past 4 months. Her comments come as the Syrian government and foreign-backed insurgents blame each other for hindering access to humanitarian aid. In February, the Security Council called on all parties to allow aid convoys to cross conflict lines and borders. Meanwhile, Syria's permanent representative to the United Nations has accused foreign countries of supporting terrorism in the country.
No, we are not killing our own people. These people are our own people. We don't kill our own people. Those who are killing the Syrian civilians are those who are sponsored by Qatar and the dirty petrodollars coming from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. These people, the Chechens, the Afghans, the Pakistanis, the Tunisians and Libyans and the Saudis, these people are killing our own people.